time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for a 50% chance of showers with a high of 88. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our top story. The unemployment rate in Illinois fell 0.1% during the month of July. Illinois unemployment fell last month to 4.2%, down from 4.3% the previous month, according to the Illinois Department of Employment Security along with national payrolls. Illinois Department of Revenue spokesman Sam Celestro said the unemployment numbers are an encouraging sign because we're also seeing the labor force increase at the same time. The number of unemployed workers fell 1.7% from the previous month and down 0.7% from 1 year ago. The Illinois unemployment rate continues to be a half percentage point higher than the national rate of 3.7%. The July numbers showed that the labor force in Illinois grew slightly, up 0.1% from the previous month. Compared to a year ago, the labor force in Illinois has grown by 0.6%. More news after this.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid-proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you a current high school student? You could be on the fast track to a college degree with dual credit classes offered by Frontier Community College. Dual credit opportunities are free and applied towards your college degree, saving you time and money. Join a few night classes or summer classes and you could earn your associate's degree in as little as 1 year. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to learn more.
The race is on at Holiday World and Splash and Safari in 2020. Go head-to-head against your family and friends on Cheetah Chase, the world's first launched water coaster. Winning comes easy at Holiday World and Splash and Safari with their free unlimited soft drinks, free unlimited sunscreen, free parking, and unlimited rides and slides. Act fast today to always be a winner and save up to $49 per person on their 2020 season passes. Slide on over to HolidayWorld.com for the biggest savings now through September 15th.
And now the rest of the news. On August 19th, at approximately 9:30 p.m., an officer on patrol stopped a vehicle on Dar Street for failing to signal a turn. The driver, Susan J. Grove, 40, of Fairfield, was discovered to have a suspended driver's status. Grove was transported to the Wayne County Jail, where she was lodged pending the posting of $270 cash bond. On August 19th, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department arrested 44-year-old Fairfield resident Jeremy L. Johnson. Johnson was wanted on warrants in Clay County for possession of meth, Hamilton County for a failure to appear for a DUI involving drugs, and Wayne County for a failure to appear for possession of a controlled or counterfeit substance. Johnson remains in the Wayne County Jail pending court appearance. And on August 19th, at approximately 5:50 a.m., Nikki Johnson reported that her father's 1997 green Dodge Ram 1500 van was missing from his residence located at 504 Northwest 7th Street. The van was suspected to be taken on August 16th by a male subject. The van has expired Illinois registration of V923164. If you have any information about the theft or the whereabouts of this vehicle, you are asked to contact the Wayne County Crime Stoppers by call or text at 842-9777. Your tip could be worth a reward. The Village of Enfield will gather tonight for their monthly round table. Among the items for consideration are routine payments of bills and water adjustments. Officials will also attempt to clear out old business, including the Bosch and Associates budget and a truck purchase. A police report is expected along with a utilities update and park commentary. Among new items on the agenda are a water leak at a specific residence according to the agenda, and the village will also take up consideration on a local cannabis ordinance. Local municipalities are tackling the subject individually throughout the state and will have to decide whether they want to allow dispensaries to operate within their town's limits. So far, it appears Grayville is moving forward to allow, despite one councilman's objections, while the city of McLeansboro appears opposed at this point. The Illinois Gun Dealer License Certification proposed rules have been filed but are still months away from implementation. The Illinois State Police have filed proposed rules for the Illinois Gun Dealer License Certification Act, but a mandatory 90-day review period means that gun dealers will have to wait until details are finalized and the law is fully implemented before the cost of compliance becomes clear. The Illinois State Rifle Association previously filed suit over the delays. The Illinois Attorney General's office has a Monday deadline to file its response to that legal challenge. The state licensing law Governor J.B. Pritzker signed earlier this year requires federally licensed gun dealers in Illinois also get certification from the state. The proposed certification rules hadn't been filed when the law went into effect last month. The Attorney General's office is expected to file a response to the Illinois State Rifle Association's lawsuit on Monday in Springfield. A court hearing is expected on September 5th. A new state law will expand banking opportunities for Illinoisans. Governor J.B. Pritzker says 1 in 5 households does not currently use a bank. This law creates the Bank on Illinois program, which will publish a list of appealing banking opportunities. Kim Howard has the story.
About 1 in 5 households in Illinois do not use a bank, paying high fees to cash their checks or turning to payday loans for money. Bank on Illinois will certify bank programs with low to no fees, low minimum deposit requirements, and those that allow use of alternative forms of ID. It will be run by Controller Susanna Mendoza's office.
We'll set up a window on our website where people can enter their address, and we'll say, here's the nearest bank to you with an appropriate account that will work for you. If all goes as planned, the program should start lifting people out of a cycle where they just can't get ahead and let them start saving and building wealth for themselves and their family.
Illinois is the first state in the nation to offer this type of program statewide. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois is the first state in the nation to offer this type of program statewide. The Edwards County School Board met last night. Topics of discussion included the fiscal year 2020 budget, new playground equipment for the West Salem Grade School, and the addition of vocational classes to the curriculum. Mark Curtis has the details.
The Edwards County School Board had their first look at the new tentative fiscal year 2020 school budget. The budget includes a deficit, according to Superintendent Cowger, of $70,379 in the operating budget. However, the overall school budget looks to have a positive amount of $43,453. A budget hearing will be held on Thursday, September 19th at 6:45 p.m. Under communications, the board received a letter of recognition for the ECHS FFA chapter from the Edwards County Farm Bureau. Recently, the Edwards County FFA chapter received 3 gold stars, which is a national ranking and award. The spotlight Monday night was the new playground equipment at the West Salem Grade School. Under old business, Superintendent Cowger talked about some district goals for the district, including a life skills class, restoring more vocational classes, including a vocational class which would teach basic framing, electrical, and plumbing. The board approved the ECHS curriculum for the auto classes, and some classes will be brought back, including a diesel course. Some delays on the construction of the football field restrooms. Superintendent Cowger told the board that the portable potty units will be brought in for this year's football games. It is hoped that the new restrooms will still be constructed this fall. An anonymous donation for the Albany Grade School softball program was accepted at Monday night's meeting of the school board. The amount donated was $2,500. Superintendent Cowger commented on the bill to replace the refrigeration units at the West Salem Grade School. That replacement cost $13,000 to Snyder Refrigeration. Superintendent Cowger told the board Monday night that the total enrollment is down in the Edwards County School District. The total enrollment stands at 865 compared to 876 a year ago. The superintendent announced that the kickoff for the pre-K program will be August 26th in the district. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignations of bus driver Kathy Greathouse and Albion Grade School basketball coach Joel Brickman. The board voted to employ ECHS softball coach Rick Wolf and assistant Preston Nelson on a 3-2 vote, with Mavis and Spray voting no. ECHS baseball coach is Chris Duncan, with Kevin Smurden as assistant. Elementary teacher Keila Stover was employed, along with teacher's aide Gina Whistle. The board also accepted a FMLA leave of absence for Tara Spear. And also the board voted to have a motion to rescind the board-approved resignation earlier of Deborah Simmers on May 20th. That vote was 6-0. Deborah Simmers is a special education teacher. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Fairfield Airport Committee has called a meeting for Wednesday, August 21st, to be held at 3 p.m. at the Fairfield Municipal Airport, located at 883 U.S. Highway 45 in Fairfield. Items on the agenda include discussions regarding drag races at the airport. Fairfield Scouts Troop 173 is holding their annual registration event on Saturday, August 24th. Scouting in Fairfield is for boys in grade 1 through high school. They focus on learning life skills, including but not limited to first aid, hiking, fishing, camping, cooking over an open fire, learning how to be a team player, and the traditional Pinewood Derby, as well as community service acts such as Scouting for Hunger and much more. The event is being held at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall in Fairfield. Any boys interested in signing up for grades 1 through 5 should attend any time between 1 and 3 p.m. Any boys interested in signing up for grades 6 and up should attend between 3 and 4 p.m. More information can be found on the Fairfield Scouts 173 Facebook page or by reaching out to Rebecca Fletcher at 618-599-9175. The annual Mills Prairie Reunion will be held Sunday, September 1st from 2 until 4 p.m. in the former Methodist Church, currently the Ruritan Building, in Mill Shoals. Everyone who attended Burnt Prairie, Mill Shoals, and Mills Prairie schools are encouraged to attend. This year, William Grady, class of 61, will be the guest speaker for 20 to 30 minutes, beginning around 2:30. A sound system will make it easier to hear speakers this year. A 1953 yearbook, once belonging to instructor Chester Newby, with remembrances from some of his students, will be auctioned off. Steph's Coffee Shop will be open for lunch from 11 to 1 at the Mill Shoals Grade School building. The menu includes two meats, mac and cheese, three vegetables, rolls, dessert, and drinks. This is open to everybody, not just alumni. An Illinois state senator is apologizing for images coming out of his political fundraiser. Martin Sandoval says that pictures at his fundraising golf outing of a person pointing what looks like a fake gun at a fake Donald Trump are unacceptable, and he does not condone violence against the president. Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker says civility is needed in politics.
It's inappropriate to point even a fake gun at any individual, especially at this moment. And I know that he feels the same as I do, that we need to call it out when we see it.
The Illinois Republican Party Chairman Tim Schneider wants Sandoval to fire the person in the photo if they are a campaign staffer or volunteer. An Illinois state senator is apologizing for images coming out of his political fundraiser. Martin Sandoval says that pictures at his fundraising golf outing of a person pointing what looks like a fake gun at a fake Donald Trump are unacceptable, and he does not condone violence against the president. Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker says civility is needed in politics.
It's inappropriate to point even a fake gun at any individual, especially at this moment. And I know that he feels the same as I do, that we need to call it out when we see it.
The Illinois Republican Party Chairman Tim Schneider wants Sandoval to fire the person in the photo if they are a campaign staffer or volunteer. The Illinois State Fair has wrapped. The grandstand set records for tickets sold and gross revenue. State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon says that even without an official tally of how many fairgoers entered the grounds, he says many of the vendors have been happy.
Two of them came in yesterday just to shake my hand and say thank you. One of the gentlemen said, you know, they've been here for, you know, close to 30 years, and he thinks it's the best weekend, first weekend of sales that he's ever had at the Illinois State Fair.
The State Fair should be releasing official attendance numbers in about 1 week. And today's crude oil price is $49.50, up $1.75. September crude is currently at $56.34, up $1.06. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 7.18 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.49 feet with a flood stage of 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is set at 7.94 feet, a flood stage of 18 foot. And Bonpas Creek at Browns reads 1.11 feet, with the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reading 8.52 feet. That's it for the news. Area deaths are next.
You decide because you know where you belong. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi for short-term inpatient rehab, one-on-one therapy, spacious therapy gym with specialized equipment, 15 to 20 therapists in-house daily. Admissions 24/7 with evals and therapy 7 days a week. You decide because you know where you belong. You decide. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi, Grace Point Rehab, 382-4644.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.69 a pound. 5 pound of ground beef chub, $8.95. Taylor Farms coleslaw or garden salad, $1.49. An 8 count fluffy hamburger or hot dog buns, 89 cents. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main Street in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Celebrate Star Spangled Savings all summer long at Herschel Johnson Implement in Albion with great deals from New Holland. You can get 0% financing with approved credit, cash back, and more on select New Holland tractors and hay equipment. But don't wait. These offers will end soon. So stop by Herschel Johnson Implement, Highway 15 East in Albion. And don't forget to check out our website, hjohnsonimp.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 90. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,107, down 28. The NASDAQ is at 7,991, down 11. October crude oil is at $55.91. That is down 23 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Area Desk brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Currently, there are no new obituaries at this time. A reminder, obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, the Fairfield Area Weather Forecast, calling for a 50% chance of showers, high of 88. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 50% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 88. A 50% chance for rain tonight, a low of 70, and a 50% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 90. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday: scattered showers are possible on Thursday with a high of 80 and low of 65. Then morning showers on Friday. Friday's high will be around 78 with a low of 60. And partly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 78 with a low of 60.